Professor Dumbledore, yesterday, when I was having my divination exam, Professor Trelawney went very, very strange.
Indeed, said Dumbledore.
Stranger than usual, you mean?
Yes. Her voice went all deep and her eyes rolled, and she said Voldemort's servant was going to set out to return to him before midnight. She said the servant would help him come back to power.
Harry stared up at Dumbledore.
And then she sort of became normal again, and she couldn't remember anything she'd said. Was she making a real prediction?
Dumbledore looked mildly impressed.
Do you know, Harry, I think she might have been, he said thoughtfully. Who'd have thought it? That brings her total of real predictions up to 2. I should offer her a pay raise.
But Harry looked at him aghast. How could Dumbledore take this so calmly?
But I stopped Sirius and Professor Lupin from killing Pettigrew. That makes it my fault if Voldemort comes back.
It does not, said Dumbledore quietly. Hasn't your experience with the Time Turner taught you anything, Harry? The consequences of our actions are always so complicated, so diverse, that predicting the future is a very difficult business indeed. Professor Trelawney, bless her, is living proof of that. You did a very noble thing in saving Pettigrew's life.
But if he helps Voldemort back to power,
Pettigrew owes his life to you. You have sent Voldemort a deputy who is in your debt. When one wizard saves another wizard's life, it creates a certain bond between them. And I'm much mistaken if Voldemort wants his servant in the debt of Harry Potter.
I don't want a connection with Pettigrew, said Harry. He betrayed my parents.
This is magic at its deepest, its most impenetrable, Harry. But trust me, the time may come when you will be very glad you saved Pettigrew's life.
Harry couldn't imagine when that would be. Dumbledore looked as though he knew what Harry was thinking.
I knew your father very well, both at Hogwarts and later, Harry, he said gently. He would have saved Pettigrew too, I'm sure of it.
Harry looked up at him. Dumbledore wouldn't laugh. He could tell Dumbledore. I thought it was my dad who'd conjured my Patronus. I mean, when I saw myself across the lake, I thought I was seeing him.
An easy mistake to make, said Dumbledore softly. I expect you'll tire of hearing it, but you do look extraordinarily like James, except for the eyes. You have your mother's eyes.
Harry shook his head. It was stupid, thinking it was him, he muttered. I mean, I knew he was dead.
You think the dead we loved ever truly leave us? You think that we don't recall them more clearly than ever in times of great trouble? Your father is alive in you, Harry, and shows himself most plainly when you have need of him. How else could you produce that particular Patronus? Prongs rode again last night.
It took a moment for Harry to realize what Dumbledore had said.
Last night, Sirius told me all about how they became Animagi, said Dumbledore, smiling. An extraordinary achievement, not least keeping it quiet from me. And then I remembered the most unusual form your Patronus took when it charged Mr. Malfoy down at your Quidditch match against Ravenclaw. You know, Harry, in a way you did see your father last night. You found him inside yourself.
And Dumbledore left the office, leaving Harry to his very confused thoughts.